Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. A Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. That usually comes up a day or two after, I think it's like the 27th. But anyway, tis the season. We are less than 2 weeks now away from Christmas and Hanukkah. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, December the 12th, 2016. Hope you had a great weekend, a kind of a frantic weekend for many of us out doing some shopping, attending various holiday parties, just a very kind of busy time of year, and this week will be no exception, certainly for me anyway. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 for your calls, comments, and your questions. We invite you to become a friend of our program. There's still some space, a few friends left there on Facebook. We'd love to have you join us. In addition, you can follow us at Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Our Monday political face-off is the way we begin the week here on the Buckmaster Show, and it is sponsored by my friend Mo Gall. Mo and his family run Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Mo specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at mosgallery.com. They're also on Facebook. I was over to pick up some items that Mo had did some framing for me. Picked them up on Saturday. And he always does a fabulous job, John Munger and Vince Robigo. He's the best in town.
Mo is excellent from everything I hear.
He's great. I've actually, a long time ago, had to take a custom handcrafted artisan mirror from Mexico that was breaking on the back where the weld seams were. And so it was a big, heavy, ornate piece. And
you were very satisfied
with
the work.
And his shop fixed it all up and at a reasonable price. So, you know, whether it's framing or other sort of custom work, he does a great job.
All right. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing bringing us our Monday political face-off. John Munger is here. John, a well-known Tucson attorney. John is former president of the Arizona Board of Regents. In 2010, John threw his hat into the ring for a Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo is seated to the left of me. He's a longtime Democrat Party activist, also a well-known attorney in town, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, also in 2010. Vince heads up the Hispanic caucus of the Democratic Party of Pima County. Gentlemen, how was the weekend?
Wonderful weekend.
Everything good?
Really good.
Great weekend.
Hey, got a quiz for you guys. Where do you and I will say I'll begin by saying North Dakota is the best and New Mexico is the worst. A group called 24/7 Wall Street, they're an online news service. They've been ranking for the past 7 years, each state based on finances as well as social and economic indicators. Vince, what is your guess where Arizona would be, and of course, one being best, and I said that was North Dakota, and worst being number 50.
That's a good question. Now, the categories were what again?
Finances, social and economic indicators, all weighed. Those were all.
So it's one number?
Yeah. I want one number from you guys.
A percentile or like 1 to 10?
I want to know where you think Arizona. Between ranks. 1 and 50, got where it. Is Arizona? What's your guess? Down near the bottom? Would this help if I tell you this?
Don't give us any clues.
I will say Arizona's 6.1 annual unemployment rate is nearly the highest in the country. Does that help?
Doesn't help Arizona.
No, it certainly doesn't. Go ahead,
if I had to take a guess without really knowing what this particular survey outfit looks at.
Both of you being good attorneys, you want, of course, have more
sure,
information.
You gotta, because you've seen so many crazy polls that come out and says this place is ranked such
take
as.
I would,
and we're looking strictly at finances, and you're saying social? Economic and social, does it have a definition for what social is?
No.
Okay. I would say that we probably rank in the high 30s or low 40s?
Okay, why don't
I would say let's go. I'm going to go with 41.
Okay, John?
I'd say 8 to 11.
Wow. John, you're way off. It's 35.
Okay.
Yeah, Arizona is really down there. And, you know, that brings up my next point, John. We've had Republican leadership for the last 10 years in the state. Why are we doing so poorly?
Well, we suffered in the Great Recession as much as any state because of our housing and construction industry. We have historically been very reliant on the housing and construction industry. And so that's been a real problem for us. That entire industry collapsed in Arizona. I know that the numbers, the reason I went for such a high number is I know that in terms of improvement, Arizona is making drastic improvements compared to other states.
Now, that is true. Arizona has climbed since 2010, has climbed steadily in recent years, and is now ranked higher than it has been at any time in the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been progress, but
I mean,
you're coming back.
I would imagine Nevada is way down there as well. Don't know where Nevada is, but the states that really took that construction industry hit have been hurt. And I think we've got to develop a more diversified economy, and we're in the process of doing that. We've got some major jobs coming into Tucson and in Phoenix and some of the other cities.
One thing that has hurt Arizona, Vince, not only are the residents more likely to be unemployed than in any other state, those that are unemployed receive less financial support than in most of the country. The average weekly unemployment insurance payout is only $223, nearly the lowest of any state, and it's well below the national average of $334.
That's a real shame to hear. I think, in a nutshell, that kind of reflects the other big picture of what's going on. There's no doubt that the economy certainly hurt us, so I agree with John to an extent. But the reality is there are these other factors, many of them being Republican policies that have been pushed by Republican-controlled, dominated legislature, Republican governors. There was a brief respite during that time period when we had Governor Napolitano, who did not serve two full terms, one and a half, if that. It shows what I think the other factors are that are both these sorts of policies that are do not help people. We saw them kick children off of insurance. We saw not wanting to pay out any sort of support net, despite the fact that we are amongst the hardest hit. And then we see, for example, the governor recently published his survey of the year. How did the year go? And here is a Republican governor and legislature that cut JTED funding. And people were outraged in the business community and across the state. And then they restored it. And on his webpage, he's claiming that we made this big investment into JTED and listing it as an accomplishment when he signed the bill and the Republican legislature cut it. It was just because of the election year coming up.
So he spinned it then.
Yeah, total spin. And the other part of it similarly had to do with education and claiming that I forget how many millions that they were claiming were being invested into taking care of our teachers, when the reality is that teachers and the public education portion of the budget was cut severely over the last 8 years, starting with Governor Brewer. It has continued. And then when a certain meager amount goes back in, they tout it as if it's some sort of brand new, amazing reinvestment. So when you get to the education portion of it, the other aspect, back to the recession aspect that John's talking about, we have been hit because companies don't want to come here when we don't invest in our education of our children.
What do you think about that, John?
Well, I think that it's been a really rough time, and I think that one thing is, you know, added into those categories, you're going to look at someplace like California or Illinois that have these huge programs but are going bankrupt. Arizona's not going bankrupt. We're doing everything we can to bring in new businesses and new jobs, and we've been successful at that. I've never thought that money was the key to education, for example. The U.S. as a unit pays more for education than any other country in the world, and our children are not getting the education that's anywhere near comparable to other countries.
I think we're 18th worldwide.
Yeah.
When you look at the total.
I've heard 38th, but I don't know the numbers. But so a lot of things bother me about that kind of poll. What are they weighing? That kind of survey. What are they weighing? How are they weighing it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they counting in the fact that the state has balanced its budget?
They count poverty, where the eighth highest poverty rate.
Yeah, but they're not counting. I mean, poverty. That's because you don't have jobs.
Debt per capita, we're the 12th lowest.
Yeah,
2000.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you know, it's,
we have a credit rating, a double A credit rating.
Yeah. So I think you've got to look at a lot of factors. You can do anything with numbers that you want to do.
Funny numbers.
You can weigh it however you want to weigh it. I don't know that I put any great stock in that kind of subjective numbers.
We don't need to be subjective, though. I mean, since 1992, and this was up to, I think it was like to 2006, just between that time period, I'll be the first person to say, look, if there's a tax that's not working, that doesn't really aid anything, maybe we should evaluate how is it supporting government. But the reality is $3.8 billion in terms of 42 cuts to the general revenue funds of the state were made. 42 separate cuts from 1992 to 2006. Now, $3.8 billion.
And Napolitano was governor over during the last 6 years of that.
So 8 plus 6, 14 years were cuts. And ultimately, when the state government is unable to do its job, unable to have adequate resources to police child care issues,
just remember
and
that,
not fund an education, you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
I disagree with John on that. I'm happy to talk about
what
the superintendent of education has been saying.
All right, Democratic
we'll talk
governor
a little bit
Napolitano
more.
Was governor during the last 6 years of that period.
All right, we'll be right back. It's The Face Off.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster, coming up Tuesday at noon on our program, the monthly travel segment with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel, plus the newly elected Arizona District 1 Congressman Tom O'Halloran. Buckmaster on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got worldwide live listening, our podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Robigo is here, and John Munger. We've been talking about Arizona's ranking in a new survey showing us 35th and out of 50 states. Vince, you were mentioning before the break that the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Republican Diane Douglas, has put forth a very ambitious education agenda that she would like to see the lawmakers consider, whether or not they will or not, who knows, but it's pretty ambitious.
It is ambitious, given whom she has to deal with there at the legislature and also the governor's office, who are, you know, obviously her own party in control of the levers of power. So it's very ambitious in that sense. It's not ambitious when you look at how much has been cut from education. So, but I will give her tremendous kudos, tremendous credit for standing up and saying what needs to be said, and it needs to be said by those responsible leaders in the Republican Party, not just the Democrats, because as you know, we're the lone voice in the wilderness out of power here in Arizona. But for the state superintendent of instruction to say, do we want to properly fund our children's education, or do we want to just get away with the cheapest system we can afford? Well, and that really encapsulates what's been going on. Now, John has the perspective, and he's going to address this, but he kind of alluded to this earlier, that, oh, you just can't throw money at it. But that's not the point.
That's not my perspective.
Okay, well, you do need to adequately fund it, and we have not been at all.
I think that American education, including Arizona's education funding, is much greater than most countries in the world, if not all. And we don't produce the quality of education even with the most funding in the world. Money isn't the key. The second thing I wanted to talk about is this has become a political football. We all need to remember that public schools are supposed to be financed in the school district. The school district is a taxing authority. What the state is supposed to do is supplement to equalize schools, not to be the prime source of financing. The prime source of financing in TUSD are the taxpayers in TUSD. Now, TUSD cannot go to its taxpayers and say, give us more money because the taxpayers in TUSD don't trust TUSD to spend the money correctly. And the reason they don't is TUSD gets only about 52 to 54 cents on the dollar into the classroom. So what the Democrats are doing is they're saying we can't successfully go to the people in the school district who best know the schools, so we're going to put this burden on the state.
Only it's not the Democrats. This is the Republican state superintendent of instruction points out that, for example, when you compare the salary levels of teachers, that they're approximately $12,000 less in Arizona than states like in New Mexico.
What I'm saying, Vince, is so go to the school district.
But you're trying to pick a boogeyman out of the crowd and pick on TUSD and use that as the example for the state. But we're talking statewide, John, here. You're trying to use an example and say, oh, put that to the side because people don't trust TUSD, but we're talking statewide.
No, I'm not. The main financing for school districts is to come from the school districts. Mm-hmm. And if they want to raise money,
that's how the Constitution of the state
Set up. And the state is only there to supplement and equalize. If people want money, the schools need to produce so that people have confidence within the school district to fund those schools. The problem in the state, throughout the state, is people don't have the confidence in the schools to produce a quality education, and therefore the school districts cannot generally go to their own public within their taxing district and ask for taxes. So what do the Democrats do? The Democrats are trying to put this off on the state and say you should be the main financing entity for the schools.
That's not
and
what
that
I
was
said.
Never how education was
is
set
that
up.
The way you had that characterized
that is not
it?
What I characterized right now, and it's not what Republican Superintendent of Instruction Diane
I'm not sure I agree with her that
saying,
the state ought to be financing.
And on top of that, if you look at the state and you look at the tax base of everywhere else outside of Maricopa County and outside of Pima County, all these other school districts, they cannot afford any of those sorts of increases, and their schools are you have transportation issues,
well,
you have all sorts of things. We're not even supplementing in this state. We're
throwing
tidbits.
Oh, that's baloney. We're throwing hundreds of millions of dollars into the schools.
Yeah, but when you look at the overall cost, very different picture. You can throw out the word millions. It doesn't make it correct.
If you want to go to a school district and say, do you trust us to spend the money correctly?
A vote of confidence for a bond.
For a bond issue. The people say, no, I don't. And we need to remember that schools are principally intended to be financed locally. What the state is supposed to do is equalize.
Let's talk about that.
You can't put the whole financial burden, because it's convenient we have a Republican legislature who are saying the same thing I am.
Here we go again. You're saying things that have never been said. Whole financial burden. You keep misquoting.
I'm telling you, that's what the Democrats are doing. Trying to make this a state legislature issue, and it isn't.
You feel, John, is mischaracterizing.
Both mischaracterizing what I just said, mischaracterizing what the state Republican Superintendent of Instruction has said.
Well,
it's also mischaracterizing
how
much funds were already there, and we're not completely financing. They took away
so many
millions of funds that were not completely financing
the state
schools.
Is spending hundreds of millions of dollars. And the problem is, Vince, that we also have to balance with taxpayers. And taxpayers have a voice in this too. But what I'm saying, I'm not talking about what you're talking about. I'm saying that the Democratic Party has made this generally into a way to attack the legislature. All you hear them say is the state needs to give us more money. No. What you first need to do is go to the school districts.
How do you explain the
and
cuts?
Try to pass the bond issue.
How do you explain all those hundreds of millions of dollars of cuts?
I explain those because we hadn't balanced the budget and we were cutting everything, Vince. And the problem is,
if you want private prisons, you know, you spend more
Vince,
on that okay. than
if
you,
you
do
want
on education.
To, if you want to have a tax increase, what should be happening is you should be going to the school districts first. And the school districts have gotten to the point where they say, oh, it's easier to blame it on the Republican legislature.
Here's, here's
the super quick contrast.
Okay.
You know, when they used to have a law to audit state prisons to see that they were doing fiscally as responsible as the public prisons used to do, for 20-plus years, the Republican legislature refused to audit the private prisons. When it came to their attention that there were issues and problems, then they got rid of the law about 3 years
ago.
That's
a totally
different
issue.
So they
want
to spend money on their private prison buddies that are private corporations. And not education.
That's a different issue.
It's all interconnected.
Vince Robigo, John Munger, they are, believe it or not, folks, very spirited discussion, but they are friends. They'll walk out of here as buddies, as they always do.
Vince will punch me in the nose on the way out.
Only after John tries to trip me.
Oh, my gosh. He'll be looking under the car right now. All right.
He'll have siphoned off the gas in my tank.
I'm going
to. All right. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Moe wishes everybody a very Merry Christmas. And I want to wish John and Vince also a wonderful holiday season. I very much appreciate your support, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Nah, we live in southern Arizona, but it is the season to think about your year-end giving. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona relies on contributions from generous people like you to help animals in our community. Your tax-deductible gift makes a big difference. Support their great work and learn more about tax-deductible giving, employer matching, and vehicle donations by visiting hssaz.org. That's hssaz.org.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and Hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it's time for our monthly interview segment where we focus on some different scams. We call it our monthly scam alert segment presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, and we're always honored to have the communications director at the BBB, Suzanne Miller. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello, Bill.
Did you finish all your Christmas shopping?
I started it?
Have you started that more? Yeah, let's begin there, right? Anyway, this is the time of year. The holiday scams are out there. The scammers love this time of year. People are spending a lot of money. They're on the internet, and they see opportunities. What if someone feels there might be a scam that they'd like others to know about, or they just want to check out what to be aware of? The website, good place to start?
Yes, the scam tracker on our website. We rolled that out about a year ago, and it is a great way to see if something is a scam that you're hearing about and also to report it, because we really love to follow up on that. And if you're willing to speak with the media to warn others and be a hero, we really encourage you to do so.
Tucson.bbb.org is your starting place to really check out all of the scams. And over the next 10 minutes, we're going to kind of review some of the big ones, some of the marquee scams of 2016. We heard a lot, Suzanne, about the IRS scam. What is that?
Oh, yes. Well, the IRS scam has been around for a long time, but we really want to focus on the fact that it is back, and they will give you a call and threaten you with legal action, police arrest, and deportation. And it's a sense of urgency that they give you.
And I've had the call, and probably a lot of our listeners have as well.
Every day we hear this.
You're a big time criminal, and you're in trouble.
Right, and it's this sense that you have to act now. And we really, they're getting very forceful with the call. It's very aggressive. And we really want to give the tips of really never providing any personal information over the phone. Don't engage. Simply hang up. And if you question the legitimacy, call your tax accountant or Federal Trade Commission and get to the root of the question.
And they want some of that essential information, birth date, Social Security. That is just, you give that information, you have opened the door.
Right. You want your identity to be stolen, that's the best way to do it. Just give them their information.
What's this employment scam with a fake mystery shopper deal?
So we've kind of hit on this before. There's a check fraud situation going on right now, and it's with the employment scam and with the online purchase scam. And these are scams that basically somebody will send you a check, and you take it to the bank, you deposit it in your account, and then you move some of your funds over to another account. And with the employment scam, it's a fake mystery shopper job where they send you a check. Or with the online purchase scam, it's a purchase through Craigslist. We even recently had the renter scam where we had somebody renting a room, and the renter sent a check for their deposit and said, oh, please send back some money. So it's coming in several different forms. And again, we just highly recommend that, A, if you ever get a check from someone you do not know, confirm the legitimacy of the check with your local banker. You shouldn't have to pay anything to a company if a job is legit. So as far as the employment scam, that's your big tip right there. Always investigate that employer first. As far as the online purchase scam, if it's eBay, check the seller's rating history, Craigslist. Use PayPal account attached to a credit card. And if you're getting merchandise, only pay half up front for the merchandise until you really confirm that it's in your hands if required. But we, say that transaction should happen in person.
And with the website, this is something that people may not know to look for. Always confirm that it is a secure website. look up in the upper left-hand corner of your screen where you see that HTTP and make sure there's an S.
Absolutely. One little letter, but it is telling you that that site is secure for financial transactions.
You know, looking ahead, when we have the scams coming up that will probably carry on and are picking up momentum, there's an auto scam out there, isn't there?
Yes, and it kind of goes back to that Craigslist. But the auto scam, what we're seeing is a lot of the postings are someone stating that they're in the military and they're being deployed, and the reason that the car is really inexpensive is because they're shipping out and they don't have any time, and usually they're out of state, so they're unable to show you the car. You know, it's $1,000, pay now, I'll have it sent your way. Well, with those kinds of, again, it's a bit of an urgency because you don't want to miss the great deal. You want to help our military personnel. But you need to research the VIN number on Carfax. You don't want to pay before seeing the vehicle and having a mechanic look at it. And always pay via PayPal and attach it to that credit card account. And the reason I keep saying credit card is because you have backup there to secure your financial information. If you give it with a debit card, they have direct access to your checking account.
So don't buy the car without even taking a look at it.
Right. I know.
It's crazy. How about, what's the CEO scam?
So this is a big one, and we really feel like this is going to hit big in 2017 because it's hit throughout 2016, but they're really...
they're stepping it up.
Yeah, they are. They're tightening all of their processes and procedures for this, but it's basically your duplicate or similar email addresses are created to look like internal staff, and messages are sent requesting personal or financial information. So many times it looks like it is coming from the CEO or the human resources department. So a CEO could be out on vacation and they get the financial would get an email saying, you know, please pay this vendor, or it's a, you know, some sort of invoice, and process it today. Well, in these big companies, you don't really know, you know, who's where and who's, you know, what address looks like what. So it could be one minor detail in the email address that's changed, an additional letter, some kind of number. So go ahead and just always have some kind of verbal confirmation from the sender and never send that type of information via email. Have some kind of code that has to be verbally given.
This text scam where that thing appears that's saying on your screen, the screen has that you've got a virus, and it kind of looks like it's coming from Microsoft, but chances are it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
And, you know, that, again, is the sense of urgency. Everybody wants to protect their information. You need your computer. Your computer has all of your information on it. So people react to that sense of urgency. We hear reports about this every day. It's huge. And it's coming across, it looks like a pop-up ad and trying to warn you. So, again, we say do not engage. If you wonder, if you really think that there may be something wrong, check with your IT person. Make sure that you have validity through your security software that's already installed on your computer. Or if you don't have any, make sure you get something, say McAfee or Symantec, to help you watch for those things.
And I think if there's one thing to keep in mind, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
You couldn't have said it any better, Bill.
Yeah, verify and confirm.
Right.
Keep those three words in the back of your mind as you get into this computer stuff. Verify and confirm. Hey, good news about the BBV, your new offices. You're going to be moving downtown.
Yes, as of the 29th, we will call downtown our home. We're very excited about that. We'll be at 120 North Stone at the Pioneer Building. So we're very excited. It's really a great opportunity for us, and we will be sharing some information as time gets a little bit closer on that.
Good. How about holiday mixers or anything that we should let the listeners know about?
You can always go to our events site on our website, and it's got some upcoming things with our We have sponsors, and we've got some community partners that have some going on. We just had ours last week at Barrio Brewing, so that was really fun. But you also go to our website. We're talking about scams, we have a few articles on our website, and they're posting them every week.
Oh, good.
But it's got the top 12 holiday scams. It talks about the card skimmers. We've been doing a lot on TV as far as warnings for card skimmers and mm-hmm. check fraud, the puppy scam, and fake iPhone apps. So your listeners can go there to read more information about that and protect themselves.
Good content on your website. Guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Bill.
Tucson.bbb.org. And I want to wish on behalf of the Buckmaster Show the sincerest holiday greetings to you, Suzanne, and the wonderful team with Pam Krim and everybody associated with BBB. Pam has put together just this stellar group of professionals. You guys do a great job.
I'm honored to be a part of that team.
All right. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Bill.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before? And claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at givehopetucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back. The Buckmaster Show. If you have not begun your holiday decorating, there is still time to head over to Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They have greenhouse after greenhouse filled with poinsettias of every imaginable color. And I've got like a poinsettia tree in our living room. We're not doing a Christmas tree inside this year. We're doing the poinsettia tree. And outside, we've got a Green Things live Christmas tree. So, and they've got some beautiful trees over there. So check it out, greenthingsaz.com. We'll find out if Dr. Mark Sykes has done his holiday decorating. Dr. Sykes, CEO and director of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. Have you begun your Christmas decorating and shopping?
Absolutely, Bill. Mm-hmm. You got to get ahead of the game. We got the tree up last weekend and everything.
You are on top of it, my friend. Planetary Science Institute, an organization I support. They're a nonprofit and they're engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes actually has a planet named after him. I believe it's called 4438.
It's a minor planet.
Oh,
it's an asteroid.
Oh, it's an asteroid?
Yeah.
So an asteroid is a minor, called a minor.
Yeah, it's called a minor
AKA
planet.
AKA a minor planet. Yeah. Okay. AKA He's also debris. The recipient of the Mazursky Award, which I think that award came down during this calendar year, didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
just
you,
a couple months ago.
Personally, you had a really good year, though.
Yeah, no,
for
it's
your
been great.
Wonderful service to the planetary science profession. Anyway, I was curious, what happened to that European Mars lander? Did it crash and burn? Have they figured out what happened?
I think
that was mid-October.
Yeah. What they think happened is that either there was an electronic glitch or a software glitch that caused it to think it was about to land when it was like 3 kilometers up in the air.
Ooh.
And so things got cut off. It fell 3 kilometers, and it kind of scrunched on the ground.
Didn't it have some kind of a balloon or a, like those giant
jumping castle
thing?
No, oh God, no! It was supposed to land on the surface.
Oh,
and we have an image of it from the high rise camera.
Yeah,
so high resolution image.
That's quite a fall kind of from 3 quarters.
Yeah, even under Mars gravity. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. So that was very unfortunate.
Have we seen then? Do we have like imagery of the site where it?
Yeah,
where we do.
Yeah, we have imagery showing the kind of the wreckage and the splat that it made on the surface.
Well, that's a big loss, isn't it?
So, yeah, but they're planning on it going again in 2020 and to make another effort of putting down a rover on the surface, and you know, wish them well.
But that's got to be a terrible letdown if you've been associated with the program, and I'm sure that in your long career in the business, stuff like that has happened with you, or hasn't?
Oh, well, not with me personally,
right.
but certainly
know of people.
Oh, yes. Well, even here at the U of A, Mars Polar Lander, you know, that plowed the ground years ago. Of course, that led to the its successor, which was a great success. So that landed up in the polar regions of Mars.
One of the things that you have been very closely associated with is the planet, is it considered Pluto is a minor planet?
No.
Of course not.
Step outside right now. No, it's a dwarf planet.
Dwarf.
It's a dwarf planet.
I know, it's not minor. It's a dwarf planet.
It's a dwarf planet. Yeah. Yes.
So
yes,
it's a dwarf planet, and there was all that
dwarf
controversy.
Dwarf is an adjective.
Controversy over whether or not whether it should be a full blown planet.
Well,
or a dwarf.
They're still wrong.
Yeah. But there has been some real. We're learning a lot about Pluto.
What an amazing place. You know, people probably would remember that there's the heart of Pluto, you know, the Sputnik Planitia, which is kind of a heart-shaped region on the surface of nitrogen ice.
You say Sputnik?
Sputnik.
Hmm.
And it's they got great names for the features on Pluto, and it's got all these kind of icebergs of nitrogen that are clearly moving around in it. So there's liquid nitrogen, kind of an ocean beneath that, or sea if you will. But people were trying to figure out okay, how did this form? And there's various tectonic cracks and stuff at various locations. How does this all fit together? And so they recently came up with this idea that seems to work, that a large body, asteroidal object, impacted Pluto and made such a big hole there that it actually filled up with water because Pluto, like all of the icy dwarf planets that are out there, are thought to have had at one time or another these subsurface oceans around their cores. And so water filled up this area, and that kind of made the whole thing a little lopsided, and it changed the orientation of the pole.
Oh, really?
And it caused certain fractures on the surface, and they were able to reproduce that in their modeling.
So the pole is actually changed?
Yeah. It just changed as a consequence of this large impact. But one of the neat things is that not only the pole changed, but this is indirect evidence for a subsurface ocean of water on Pluto.
Hmm. So you think there's a lot of water under the surface?
Oh, yeah. Of course, as you get towards the outer layers where it's really cold, then water's like rock, But in Pluto's core, it may be still warm enough to be liquid.
Well, how cold is Pluto? And like in temperature, not... Because you were probably going to give me a centigrade.
I was going to give you a Kelvin number.
I mean, are we talking like
55 degrees above absolute? 35 and 55 degrees above absolute zero.
Okay. So. Pretty cold. So
yeah, it's pretty cold. It's enough to freeze, a lot of things.
Hey, there are no stupid
questions.
No stupid
questions.
Okay, great. Because something popped in my mind. You were talking about the change in the polarities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How about on Earth? Have we gone through some of those?
Well, yeah. It seems. There's the magnetic field
okay,
stuff.
Okay, but there's other stuff going on,
well,
right?
Well, when the moon was formed, when the giant impactor hit the Earth, there's a paper out recently suggesting that the Earth went through a major tilt in its axis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That then ultimately evolved as it interacted tidally with the forming moon to the current situation.
Hmm.
And then we have, of course, in the interior of the Earth, we have not liquid water, but liquid rock, liquid iron. That's circulating down there and giving rise to our magnetic field. And those things go through some polarity changes every 100,000 years or so. We're north and south swap. And we're kind of in the midst of one right now.
Oh, really?
There's some weak areas, around
some wobbling
around the world. Yeah, well, the Earth isn't wide. It's not the rotational axis. Right. It's just with the magnetic.
The magnetic.
Field, yeah.
But that could be kind of weird, couldn't it?
Because I believe there's a time when the magnetic field just gets very weak, and so we get that we lose some of our protection against cosmic rays.
PSI, planetaryscienceinstitute.edu. That's the website. I just renewed my membership, and I urge you to take a look at the website. This is a local organization with worldwide implications and worldwide space-related contracts. They're a great economic engine. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and everything else to you, my
Happy
friend.
New Year to you too, Bill.
Thank you so Always much, great to Mark be here. Sykes. Silver City, thank you for your support over the years here, one of our fine sponsors. It's a three-hour drive. It's a great part of the southwestern United States. You've been over in that part of the world, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous place over there, the Gila National Wilderness. Just hang out in historic downtown Silver City. Maybe do some last-minute Christmas shopping. Go to the website, Mark. But you've done your shopping, Mark, right?
No, not all my shopping.
Not all your shopping.
Yeah.
SouthwestNewMexico.org has the full listing of the places to stay and the things to do. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Then tomorrow morning, 4 hours of local talk from 6 to 10. Wake Up Tucson, the first 3 hours, talking culture 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Buckmaster. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.